Lesson 2D, Exercise 3. Secret Millionaire. Secret Millionaire is a reality TV show with a difference. The participants come on the program to possibly give away thousands of pounds. In the program, millionaires go undercover to deprived areas of Britain, where they volunteer in the local community. For a fortnight, they give up their affluent lifestyle and live with little money in substandard accommodation. Their experiences often prompt them to hand over life-changing sums of money to deserving individuals and institutions. At the end, they reveal who they actually are. There have been 8 series of the programme in the UK so far, with millions of pounds being given away to good causes. While watching the programmes, it's sometimes hard to tell who is benefiting most from the relationship. All of the people involved have talked about how it has changed their lives. But interestingly, it seemed that it was the millionaires who found their experiences the most rewarding. Some discovered that there are more important things in life than making money, and forged lasting relationships with the people they met. A.
Hilary DeVay, who, as a single mother, risked everything to start up a now hugely successful transport company, lives on her own in her enormous mansion. She returned incognito to the place she grew up in, and one of the projects she got involved in was a local community support centre which was in danger of closing. The centre provides marriage counselling, support for single parents and homeless people, and so on. She funded the centre and provided more facilities for it. Hilary is still a regular visitor to the centre and feels she now has friends who value her for the person she is, not her money.
B.
Nick Leslaw is one of Britain's wealthiest property tycoons and lives in luxury with his family in London. He went to Glasgow and worked in a poor area with severely disabled people. He was astonished at how friendly and kind everyone was, even though they didn't know anything about him. Although he has always donated money to various charities, he found it immensely rewarding to get involved directly for once. He said he felt privileged to have met some of society's genuine heroes, people who work tirelessly to help others.
C.
Kavita Oberoi is a 38-year-old IT millionaire whose sole interest in life, apart from her family, was making money. Her views completely changed when she went to a centre for disadvantaged girls in Manchester. She used to believe that people were poor because they didn't try to improve their lives. When she got involved with the girls' centre, she realised that people often need help and support to do their best. She realised that her own mother had sacrificed a lot so that Kavita could have a good education. Kavita became a director of the group and is helping it to go national to support more young women.
D.
James Benamore, a tough financial dealer now worth £77 million, used to have a drug problem himself. He waved goodbye to his wife and children and went to a crime-ridden area of Manchester. He worked in a centre for teenagers who were excluded from mainstream education and found that they had no confidence in themselves nor any belief that any effort they made would make any difference. James donated money to the centre so that children who worked hard earned rewards in the form of trips and outings. He also offered some teenagers a month's work experience at his company. He was delighted to see how their attitudes changed and has set up the scheme permanently.